1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly shootout at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaves eight police officers shot, three of them killed, and a suspected gunman dead. The U.S. Marshals Task Force had arrived to confront a fugitive, cops say. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
After a long standoff, we were able to clear this residence and confirm that there were two additional people inside. They were both brought to the police station as persons of interest.
Student Gaza War protesters still had their tents on the lawn of Columbia University in New York, but talks broke down and the school started suspending students who don't clear out. This is a senior U.S. official says the Hamas delegation has left Cairo talks and will return with a written response to Israel's proposal for a truce and hostage release deal. The head of NATO making a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital amid some small but worrisome to the Ukrainians Russian advances. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Pain at the pump may be easing.
With analysts saying it appears we have hit the seasonal peak of gas prices after some refinery outages, switches to summer blends of gas, and worries in the Middle East, the price of regular unleaded is, for the first time in weeks, coming down. Not by much, but a tiny bit. The Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded dropped about a cent and a half in the past week to $3.65 a gallon on average nationwide. That's 5 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tractor trailers are driving over a test track near Pittsburgh without anybody behind the steering wheel. The trucks belong to Aurora Innovation, which plans to launch 20 driverless trucks on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston by the end of the year. Carnegie Mellon University professor Phil Koopman warns about the lax regulations.
The company's going to decide when they think they're safe. And the only thing the regulators are going to do is judge them after the fact if something went wrong.
Professor Phil Koopman, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underle says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protest against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight at AmFam Field. Their crew losing 15-5 yesterday to the Yankees. New York's Anthony Rizzo with his 300th career home run. How did the Brewers starter Tobias Myers do? Pat Murphy.
He's got five major league innings under his belt, and he did his job. He got us to our one-inning relievers in a 5-5 game. Yes, they hit some balls hard, He did his job.
The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a three-run homer. Then in the ninth, had to move from first base to the mound to pitch the final three outs. NFL, the Packers drafting 11 new players, six on defense, five on offense. Rookie minicamp coming up next weekend. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Damian Lillard and Giannis were out. What about Chris Middleton's ankle or Patrick Beverley's rib injury?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to our medical guys because I wanted to have some good news for about 5 minutes.
Mets Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. In the late afternoon and evening, a chance of showers and storms. Lots of sunshine into Wednesday, a high right around 70. Thursday, another chance of rain. It's 55 right now.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, is the Supreme Court out of control? Our special guest attorney, Jim Santel, will hopefully give us some answers.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to a Monday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting live statewide tonight from our beautiful headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I hate to make a liar out of Todd Michaels, but, you know, he said live from Green Bay. We're not in Green Bay.
Yeah, you got to watch Todd.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful.
He's got that golden voice. But he's full of it. Let's be honest, right? Todd.
I wasn't going to go that far, but okay.
Todd's awesome. You know, Todd's been on the show a few times.
Yeah, he's spectacular.
He's great.
Phenomenal.
And I don't like him personally, but he's very talented. No, he's a paranormal investigator. Like, yeah. That's his side hustle. It's
I don't
so
know where
cool.
He finds the time to do it.
Yeah, right.
I heard Todd Michaels' side hustle. I'm like, what?
The guy's too busy. He can't have a side hustle. We typically broadcast from Green Bay, opening things up tonight. I knew Luke was bored, so I drove down to Madison today, cut off by two Subarus on the way down, and just happy to be in one piece here tonight with you folks. So keep the text coming. Robert from McFarland is owning the text dance floor today. He says Collateral was awesome. It was made by both Jamie and Tom, as well as the soundtrack. I agree. It was fantastic. A Michael Mann film, who went to school here in Madison. Oblivion was not very good. I agree with that, Robert. But it wasn't horrible. Tom Cruise does not make horrible. He can make mediocre, but he mostly makes really good and at least mediocre. Robert says, do you think most movie critics aren't hard on movies anymore because they're afraid they can be replaced instantly? That's where I was kind of going with that, Robert, and I just let Matt run with it because Matt gives such great answers. But I kind of agree with that. No one's intimidated by film critics anymore, I think. They'll just take their credentials or something, or they get iced out. I probably should have asked Matt that, because Matt typically does not pull any punches. but, you know, great text and great points. Coming up at 8:35, John Campanaro will be here. We're going to talk our old wiffle ball days, and he's going to talk to me about Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 points in one game. And I know, like, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan had their big games where they scored, like, 80, 60, 70, whatever it was. 100 points. That's a lot. Even basketball, people probably know that's a lot. Right, Luke? That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. For one player. That's a lot of points for some teams to score some days.
Exactly.
You have NBA teams that
can't put up 100.
That don't go over 100. Wilt Chamberlain.
I know.
One game.
And they lost 101 to 100. But that's not the point. No, John will be here to talk about that, and he's a very funny guy and a good friend. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to Nightlight. She and I started here at Civic Media. She started before me and was very helpful to me, showing me the ropes when I first started here. We also fought in a war together, but that's a different time. I won't go back into that. Melissa Kay joins me now. She's the news director from WFHR and Civic Media. You're one of Civic Media's own, Melissa. How does that feel?
Yes. Oh, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. It's
good
a
to
lot
be.
Of fun. Luke and I go way back to the early news days when it was three of us.
I didn't know
me,
that.
Luke and Jane. Yeah.
The secrets you guys must have.
I don't even remember those days.
That we won't even tell
you.
Because Luke doesn't remember them.
No, I've forgotten all about them. I've had to learn so many other new things. It's been a whirlwind.
I bet.
I'm glad you
and
guys are.
And here you are, producing shows.
And you guys are both helping me through this, which is always nice. Luke is...
that's what we do. We're a radio family. We're all here for each other.
Exactly. The amount of times Luke has shook his head tonight, just like, I don't know what's going on.
Just from laughter. Pure laughter. I'm having a blast.
He's too kind. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting for you to ask me on your show, Pete.
Wait a minute. I asked you like 3 months ago and you said,
you asked me for people and I gave you a bunch of people.
No, there was something. Listen, young lady, there was something going on. Theatrically speaking, in your neck of the way, your nape of the woods, and I asked you, and you said you seemed very lukewarm about it. So I said, well, if you know someone...
You said the show was about movies and TV. Do you know what TV I have right now?
A black and white?
YouTube.
Oh, that counts?
I have zero TV. I watch reruns of... shows from the 80s and the 90s.
That's okay.
But I did make a list. You asked me to make a list.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. But I apologize for the miscommunication because I've had all my old news buds, Stuart, Brittany, Terry Bell has been on, and you're like closing out the – and Jimmy
like
Casca.
The last one.
Yeah, I know. So that was a
mix-up.
Well,
and then you
got
to get our newbies on here.
I know.
James Kelly. Lisa Hale. And pretty soon we're going to have another one, new one starting.
Are you pregnant? Oh, sorry. You mean
what?
A new news person?
Oh, okay. God, no.
All right. Well,
no.
I don't want to spread any
rumors. No. Not in Wisconsin. Not now. No way.
Not in Wisconsin. Not now. Oh, dear. let's stick to movies and TV and theatrics.
Yeah, let's do that.
So you were part of an independent film, and I had no idea.
I was.
And you shared this with me, and I'm glad. So tell me about Toma, it's called, right? Toma, Wisconsin.
Toma, Wisconsin. Yes. So this was a short film. Directed by Stephen Holloway, who actually grew up in Toma, Wisconsin, but has since moved out to, he lives, I believe, in Maryland, near D.C. And his brother Jeff lives on the West Coast in L.A. And the two of them converged on Toma in like 2015, 2016. And he recruited me. I was working at the Toma High School at the time.
Wow.
And, he was looking for local venues, local talent, local props and cause. Like, he needed to source everything.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we started collaborating on that project in, I want to say it was 2015. We did the filming in 2016. I took an entire week off school. And it was madness. I mean, you've probably been on a film set. But
yeah.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Made really great friends. really long days.
Yeah.
And we finally had the screening in 2019.
2019, okay.
Yep, 2019. And now the film, I actually have, you can see here in the glare,
look at
DVD
that.
And Blu-ray copy of the actual disc. Like, it's in my hands. I can't
look
believe
at
it.
That. Did you just now? How did you get a hard copy like that? Was that from 2019 or is that?
No, this is because since 2019, he's done some tweaking and revamping. Oh. It was only 22 minutes long in 2019.
Oh,
now
okay.
It's 28 minutes and 30 seconds.
Where can we see this? Can people see it? Is it available on Vimeo or any of these outlets?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's available anywhere except in my hot little hands.
You can go over and watch it on YouTube at Melissa's house.
No, you can watch it on my new Blu-ray player that Steven gave me on Friday night.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He went in and bought the last two DVD players at the Toma Walmart.
Oh, dear.
And gave them to me and Karen Dorn, who was the executive director, the the assistant director, and she was the producer.
Do they have any VCRs left or beta players?
Oh, that's no. You know, though, they stopped, the last factory shut down in Japan a couple of years ago now, I want to say.
What?
Yes. They don't make VCRs anymore, Pete.
I can't believe, however, I think that's cool that you have a DVD or a Blu-ray, because I didn't know they still, honestly, I know some places do, and I know the quality of Blu-rays is supposedly still excellent. Better than where you'd probably stream it at most places. Well,
side note, I have two VCRs.
Oh, look at you. I've
just been saving them. But yes, this is a very artsy film.
How so? What's it about?
Well, so the premise is it's actually based on a true story that happened in Toma in the 70s, where because this is not the subject of this short film, but I want to say the principal of the high school was murdered. And whoa, the police chief, who is basically the subject of this film, was involved in the whole drama that happened after that took place. So that's what his actual, because he has a full length screenplay. This is the short film version of that. And it focuses on the police chief. He's a recovering alcoholic, and his son, Michael, was recently killed in a motorcycle accident driving drunk.
Wow.
And so he heads to the last bar that his son was at that is owned by one of his very best friends. And he's going to like have it out with this friend of his, former friend of his. And he's also planning to leave town. So it's the drama involved in Bill's life and trying to get answers to his son's last night on Earth. And
wow, that's heavy.
It's heavy.
He wrote the screenplay. He wrote the screenplay, and then he shot part of it as a way to show potential investors to make a feature film. A lot of people do that. I'm guessing that was okay.
Huh. Maybe he says he wants to do it. He's like, and I want to bring everybody back together, but I want to pay you this time. Because, yeah, I didn't get paid for this, but it was fun.
You know what? Film sets are so fun, like you said, and you're all put together. You become a family, and it's like, it's so intense, and you make these bonds, and that's over so quickly, and it's like, wait, that was so much fun. Yeah. And I remember leaving small towns when you're done with a film, and the people, like the locals that worked on the show, are literally like standing there, like waving, like, oh my God, I got to go back. I had so much fun. Now I got to go back to my
I'm
life.
I'm never going
to
see these people
again.
Yeah.
And it's like that, even if you're going back to LA or New York or whatever, you might never see those people again either. So,
yeah.
But it's a fun. What was your title on the show?
Assistant director.
Okay.
And then I did a bunch of other things. I was actually the body double for the lead, because I had to sit in the car on the shot where we pulled out into the alleyway.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Shot from the roof of the second story of a building. Yeah, we had a lift that did shots.
Oh my
and actually,
gosh.
Some of the shots in this, you know, it's 8 years later. The Teepee Supper Club has since been torn down and rebuilt. The laundromat that's in the shot, which I'm actually in that scene. I was an extra walking out of the laundromat.
Oh, nice.
Funny story about that. And a cigarette he wanted me to pick up off the ground to put in my mouth. I'm like,
while you were carrying your unmentionables in a laundry basket? That's a tall order for any
actor. It was on wheels.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
but that laundromat has, you know, since changed. So the downtown looks different than it did, but it was very authentic 70s at the time.
Oh, very nice, Melissa. That's so cool. Well, all right. So you said you made a list.
I did.
If you want to text...
Look, it's right here.
Oh, perfect. If you want to text quickly your director friend and find out where we can see this, I'm happy to tell people, but otherwise we can put it on the webpage or whatever.
I think he's actually flying right now, but I'll find out.
No excuse. all right, Melissa Gay is my guest. She is the news director at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids and part of the civic media team here. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Melissa what her favorite TV shows are. You won't want to miss that. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Spending a little time in Madison tonight, overlooking State Street. So beautiful. Luke Mathers riding shotgun. So great to have you, Luke.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd rather be here with me than home with your wife.
Absolutely not. But but you know what?
Good answer.
I was saying, how did you want me to answer that? You're setting me up.
I appreciate your honesty.
No matter what.
I'd rather be with my wife, too. And she doesn't even like me, Luke. That's how much.
That's not true.
She thinks I'm okay. No, we get along swimmingly. And my guest is Melissa Kay from WFHR. She's the news director who's also been part of an independent film. You're also part of a theater company there, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to have you on the first time, and you seem reluctant. So tell us about all things theater in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, there's Wisconsin Rapids Theater. Previous to that, I was involved in the Toma Community Theater and the La Crosse Community Theater.
Jeez.
So I've done stuff with multiple,
Making the rounds.
I mean, community theater is fun.
Oh, it's so much fun, yeah.
Well, like we've said with TV and movies, and you make so many lifelong friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is a beautiful facility. They have they got all the stuff, and they got paid staff too, which most community theaters don't have.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried
to do
it
in Marinette too, where I live now. They do. They have the theater on the bay. It's this gorgeous setting, beautiful facility. And unfortunately it's part of UWGB, which is not.
Then you get all the college kids.
Well, that's not so bad. They're not really offering it as a major anymore. And we're the Marinette campus, so that's a whole other story, unfortunately. But it's
Wisconsin,
beautiful.
Get on it.
I know.
More money in arts.
Absolutely. And I always say that to people who say, well, you know, what I love to do, here's what I love to do, Melissa. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Make coaches uncomfortable. When I volunteered at a school, I asked on a tour of special ed kids. One kid said he was interested in theater. And I asked the coach, I said, so-and-so here is interested in theater. Can you tell him when he gets to the high school where he – and here's this guy. I'm going to do some acting here. You ready for this? Oh.
Okay, ready.
Wow. Yeah, I am not the guy to ask about theater. I am sorry, but I could point you in it. I'm like, I'm not saying you're gay. I'm saying, can you help this kid out? And, you know, and they learn the same – kids learn the same – lessons they do in sports. It's not maybe as physically taxing, but you're part of a group working towards something. It's invigorating. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so anyway.
Without the bullying. So yes.
Typically, ideally, yes. I'm not going to say there have been no bullies in theater, but you're right. But it's less so
without the jocks. But yes, in Wisconsin Rapids, most recently, I was just in a production of The Glass Menagerie where we did a combination live action and filmed bits. So we had some film going on at the same time as we're on stage with voiceover, and it was really cool.
That's a pretty tall order for community theater. I love when community theaters take risks like that and do something that's really challenging. What was your part?
Yeah, it was fun. I was the mother. I was Amanda.
Okay. Wow, yep. Very nice. So let's get to your list before we can't get
My
to your
list
anymore. You have a list of, are these your top five all-time TV shows?
Okay. Let's do top five all-time TV shows
first.
Perfect.
I love it.
So the very first is Road to Avonlea, which is a BBC television show that is a spinoff of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, wow.
You've heard of Anne of Green Gables,
Oh, sure.
Right?
My daughter was in that show. That's a great show. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So... So the top actors in this are Sarah Pauly, Jackie Burroughs. My favorite, one of my favorites is Gemma Zimprogna. But then listen to this list of special guests that they have had on the show throughout the seven seasons.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, Diane West, Stockard Channing, Christopher Reeve, Christopher Lloyd, Eugene Whoa. Levy.
Wow. That's those folks? I'm a fan of many of them. That's so what's the show called?
It's called Road to Avonlea.
Okay.
It's set on Prince Edward Island. And it's about an orphan girl who is shipped off to the countryside to grow up because there's some scandal with her father
okay.
and her mother's dead. So she's raised by her cousins, her aunts. She lives with her Aunt Hetty and her cousins and gets the farm life experience growing up.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, is that
and they go to
five,
a one-room schoolhouse.
Is that number
no, that's
five?
Number one.
That's number
that's
one.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number one.
You opened with a showstopper, but well, I'm going to keep
did.
It going.
Just in case you got cut up.
No, never. We'd never cut you off.
Okay. And then I go a little sci-fi because I love Firefly. Like they should have never canceled
oh,
that
Oh, I got to see that. I've heard so
oh,
many
my
good
gosh,
things about
it
that.
It is so good. I have the DVD if you want to borrow it.
Of course you do.
then next up would be Stargate SG-1.
Oh,
SG-1,
people
not the
love
other
that
one.
Show.
Oh, Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah.
And Amanda Tapping. Oof.
Are you into those okay. shows, Luke? Are you like a Battlestar Galactica or
no.
Stargate guy?
That's my
no.
next one.
Battlestar Galactica?
Yep. Yep. Katie Sackhoff. She
oh,
is
she's great.
Phenomenal. Yes.
Did you see a show called, what is the show she's on? It's The Small Town Sheriff in Wyoming. Not.
Oh,
I, want to say
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to
okay.
Google on the air. This is crazy.
Well, you
Google.
Or
you keep talking, I'll Google.
I'll keep talking because now we got to talk about Time Team. Okay. Time Team is like, this has been my maybe want to call it cringe binge. But
I love it.
This has been my jam recently and lately. I don't know, for the last couple of years. It's a group of archaeologists who spend 3 days, a weekend, uncovering archaeological mysteries in the United Kingdom mostly, but also like in other places, but mostly the UK. And it starts in the 80s and it goes for like, I don't know, 20 seasons that they
Whoa.
Do this. Tony Robinson is the host. And then some of the other like big names, Phil Harding, Mick Astin, Carenza Lewis, they're archaeologists and people write them letters to be like, I found these old coins in my backyard. I think it was a Roman settlement. And so they go
Whoa.
And they dig up people's backyards or like city, they like bust up concrete and city blocks to find the old pottery, like production
yeah.
facility that
Just
was
like
there
looking for artifacts.
100 years ago. Yeah.
That's
Uncovering
pretty cool.
mysteries. It is really cool.
That's a pretty good top five. And
yeah.
Some of those shows I don't know. So that's part of what I love. I like talking about this stuff because I love finding a show I was unaware of or that somebody else could recommend. It's an idea
and then,
exchange.
I have to say honorable yeah. mention, Gilmore Girls.
Oh yeah. You know, I wrote promos for that show.
Did you?
For the WB. Yeah. We'd be on
oh.
the set. Jamie Foxx, that, the Superman show. Yeah. Those are fun times. I had just moved to LA. That was like a big hit and that was one of their first hits at the WB. That was a really good show for them. But I haven't seen one episode of it.
No?
But if you recommend it, if it's on your, if
you
it's
haven't
on your,
seen a single episode of Gilmore Girls,
just scenes that I had to write promos for. I know, isn't that weird?
Oh
I'm not I haven't watched the show like religiously or anything, but I've at least seen episodes. One of the main characters' name is also my name, so therefore, I get a lot of Luke references.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you Team Luke or Team Dean?
See, I was never that invested, but Luke all the way because it's my name, right? Like,
right.
I gotta.
That's
I
fantastic.
Gotta. How is that?
Oh, wait,
that
I think Luke
through?
Was actually the pub owner.
Yeah,
anyway.
Luke was the Lorelai's.
Yes,
love
Luke was Lorelai's
yes,
love
yes,
interest. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Dean or I don't even remember the other guy's name. Jess, maybe.
Hey, this was so much fun. Now that you know,
Lauren
I like,
Graham.
Now that you know, I like having you on the show, Melissa. You have to come back. Will you do that?
Okay, I'll come back.
The show is...
I also made a list of my '90s movies, so I'll
All right,
save this
we'll do
for
that.
Next time.
We'll do that next time. The show is Longmire. Check it out. That's Melissa Kay. This is Peach Wabba. Coming up next, John Campanera on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly shootout at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaves 8 police officers shot, 3 of them killed, and a suspected gunman dead. The U.S. Marshals Task Force had arrived to confront a fugitive, cops say. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
After a long standoff, we were able to clear this residence and confirm that there were 2 additional people inside. They were both brought to the police station as persons of interest.
Student Gaza War protesters still had their tents on the lawn of Columbia University in New York, but talks broke down and the school started suspending students who don't clear out. This is a senior U.S. official says the Hamas delegation has left Cairo talks and will return with a written response to Israel's proposal for a truce and hostage release deal. The head of NATO making a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital amid some small but worrisome to the Ukrainians Russian advances. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Steil is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stiles speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. In the late afternoon and evening, a chance of showers and storms. Lots of sunshine into Wednesday, a high right around 70. Thursday, another chance of rain. It's 55 right now.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I'll feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life
Welcome
I
back.
Love is making music with my friend.
Tomorrow night, Eric Chellin will be on the show, and actor Kurt Krause.
On the road again.
It's going to be a fun show. We'll talk a little music, a little acting. And Matt Harper, the rapper, will be in studio on Thursday when I am back up in Green Bay. We are broadcasting Nightlight tonight from Madison, statewide. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Keep those texts coming. The question tonight is, who is your favorite superhero and why? Mine is Batman. Luke, you said Captain America, right?
That is correct.
That's a good one, too. Both regular dudes.
The Shield, yeah.
That's our kid
from Brooklyn, some kid from Gotham, which is a fictional city, but whatever.
Basically Brooklyn, right. Without the accent. With a billionaire accent. Hey, I'm really excited now to welcome my next guest. He's an old friend of mine. We've done stand-up comedy together. We've played wiffle ball together. And we walked around a dog park several years ago when he just discovered pipe smoking, which caught me off guard. John Campanera joins me now in Nightlight. Hey, John.
Hey. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Are you still smoking a pipe?
Actually, I do. On occasion, I'll go sit in the backyard and have a glass of wine. I like to toke on a pipe because cigars just give me bad breath, and the pipe, I like the aroma, and
yeah,
I just puff on it. I don't inhale it, so I like it.
When I saw you, John, at the park, I was just visiting L.A. at the time, but you looked very eccentric walking around the park. We took a couple laps together, and you got the pipe. It was a great look for L.A., but you've moved since then, right?
I did. I live in Las Vegas now. I wanted to kind of get off the road a little bit, semi-retire, and not have to do the shifts anymore. So by moving here, it allowed me to I owned a home here that I was renting. So I just kicked the renter out and moved in it. And I just have to make enough money to pay my utilities because I own the house. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, that's fantastic. I thought of you the other day, buddy, because there was some milestone about Wilt Chamberlain's 100, the game where he scored 100 points, and now I can't find it. Yeah. But it was a great, it made me think of your Chamberlain joke about him scoring 100 points, and I just loved it.
Well, you know what? That whole bit's part of a premise I came up with about the crazy records that are sports records that are in the almanac. Some of them are so phenomenal, you have to question the credibility. And I said, well, Chamberlain scored 100 points in a basketball game. 100 points. I mean, come on. Who is guarding this guy? Gary Coleman? Like Mickey Rooney? It was 100 points. I go, you imagine the rest of his teammates? Hey, Will, I'm open. Like, you ever think about passing the ball once in a while, you hog? Yeah. And then I had Cy Young won 511 games pitching. He goes, you know how hard that is to do? You have to average 25 wins a year, 20 years in a row. It's impossible. I go, what were they counting as a win back then? He goes to a carnival, knocks over a couple bottles. That's a win, Cy. Count it. No, seriously, it's a win, man. I go, back then, you know, it was hard to keep records. You know, the time didn't travel that quick. You know, it's like a reporter comes up, hey, Cy, did you pitch last week? Yes, I pitched a couple doubleheaders. I won a couple doubleheaders. Okay, cool, man. It's in the record book. I mean, how do you even verify it?
Right.
There was no internet back then. How do you? I said, Duran, he won over 100 professional fights. I go, that's amazing, until you look and see who he fought. He beat up Mama Duran, Grandma Duran. He beat up Duran. He beat up the whole band. That's five wins right there. I had a whole piece on sports records that are just, like, mind-boggling, you know?
What's the one, John, what's the joke? You do the best Harry Carey I've ever heard, by the way, and calling the game and with other stuff going on during the game. Can you give us a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah. I said Harry was Harry was great for just – the game was incidental to the story he was telling. He goes, right. You know, I was on Rush Street last night and closed the one bar, went across the street at a taco at that greasy spoon. Well, that's a triple play. Anyway, I had too many jalapeno peppers. I get indigestion, you know. That's a fastball off Grace's head, both benches empty. So, he's on a stretcher. I think he's dead. Finally, I get a hold of some KO Peck tape. You know, I mean, the game was just like incidental. It was so crazy. He was more concerned what celebrity showed up. Hey, the Pope is here today. Must be Big Hat Day here at Wrigley. You know, wear a big hat, getting free. You know, a couple kids were poking the Pope in the back of the head because they couldn't see the game with his big hat and all. He just reeled around and gave the one kid an elbow to the forehead, and I don't blame the guy. I mean, here's the guy. There's the throw to first. Here's the guy who worked his whole life to get to where he is. They give him a hat. Let him wear the hat. Hey, Snoop Doggy Dog is in the house. You know, Snoop Doggy Dog backwards is Pooh Scotty Guy. He was always coughing up stuff on the microphone. He was just a funny son.
He was great. He was funny. You know, John, a couple weeks ago I had Tom Dreesen on the show. And he told a story about Harry Carey and Frank Sinatra went out drinking together, trying to outdrink each other. And at one point at like 4 o'clock in the morning, apparently Sinatra said, Harry, I got to go. Like he totally caved and just left.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I remember roasting him in Bally's in Las Vegas.
Really?
It was all for a charity event.
Oh,
and afterwards, after the roast, you know, the roast got out around 10 o'clock and I'm hanging with some guys that came to it and, I don't know, it's about 2 in the morning. Here comes Harry walking down the casino, a beer in hand. And we're like, hey, Harry. Hey, he comes over. He's still drinking 2 in the morning. He was a character, man. Just total character.
That's great.
I miss him because he is one of my favorites. And he just made the game fun, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times I talked about when I did Harry, it was just stuff he actually said. It wasn't stuff I made up, you know.
Right.
I'm watching the game once, and, you know, you always knew he was going to bag on somebody when he started the sentence, here's the guy, you know. He goes, you know, here's the guy, Dave Concepcion, who grew up in the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, one of those islands where the sun shines 365 days a year, and he misses a pop-up in the sun. I just can't figure it out.
Hey,
Jesus Christ is here today with a group of 12 from Whiting, Indiana. It's sandals day here. Ridley, wear a pair of sandals getting free. You know, Jesus had a fish sandwich in the seventh inning, ended up feeding the whole entire left field bleachers. Holy cow.
Oh, it's so great, John. One time I was watching a Cubs game and they showed and the stuff he did you can't even do anymore. Like they would, you know, Arnie Harris, the cameraman, would focus on pretty girls in the crowd. And there was this one time this girl had this really revealing top on, and she was really kind of, you know, top heavy. And there was like this pause, and then you just hear Harry Carey go, wow. you can't even, I mean, that's insane. Like, so great.
I know. It's like, none of these young guys, these young up-and-coming announcers, they play everything so close to the vest. They don't want to get fired.
Right, right.
You couldn't fire Harry. He had such a following. He almost had carte blanche or whatever he wanted to do or talk about.
Yeah.
Because, well, he earned it for one thing. He had been around forever. But still, that's why he was loved, because it was like watching the game with your drunk uncle.
Yeah.
who didn't filter anything and just spoke off the top of his head, you know?
Right. My guest is John Campanera.
I think that's what made him so endearing.
Wait, say that again, John.
I said that's what I think made him so endearing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Hey, John, when you started doing stand-up, who were your influences? Like, who were guys you looked up to when you started doing comedy?
Well, of course, I love George Carlin and Pryor.
Yeah.
But Robert Klein, I really liked a lot, you know.
Right.
And I also like Jonathan Winters. And oddly enough, you know, when I first moved to L.A., I used to watch at the Comedy Store. I used to watch Kippadada on a nightly basis.
Oh yeah,
and I was always impressed on how confident and, you know, cocksure of himself he was on stage. And I was always impressed by that. He never rushed anything. He always paused when he wanted to. He made the audience come to him. I just thought he was really good.
Yeah.
But you know, then he got to be where he drank too much and was a couple times he peed himself on stage in Vegas when he was performing. And he kind of went downhill, but when he was in his prime in the early 80s, he was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed watching him.
What about,
but I'll tell you, the guys I like today though, Brian Regan and Bill Burr are really, I think, at the top of their games right now. I really like what they got, what they bring to the table.
You know, Regan is so great. Right before I moved to LA, I worked with him for 2 weeks in a row, a club in St. Louis and a club in Chicago. And Brian is just as, I always measure that like a guy, how funny he is off stage, or I used to anyway. And he was just as funny off stage, maybe even more as he was on stage. And the stories he would tell were so great, you know, and he works totally clean.
That's what blows me away about him. He's so clean, but and yet so funny. That's why I give him kudos, because he doesn't have to be dirty to be clean, to be funny at all.
He's right.
That's what impresses me most about him, is that he works so clean and yet he can make anything funny. It's just his delivery and it's his timing and it's the way he sells it. I think he's one of the best, man.
Absolutely. Where can people see you, John? Where are you working? Do you have anything online people can see? I'd love to steer some viewers your way if I can.
Actually, my Dry Bar special I did a couple of years ago, they finally released it.
Oh, nice.
So if anybody wants to go on drybar.com and sign up, I think it's $5 a month. But, you know, there's 1,000 comics on there that you could watch their material.
Right.
Of the specials they did. And so I got a Dry Bar special just came out. And I'm working locally. I'll be at the Brad Garrett's Comedy Club June 17th. I still travel around the country here and there doing one-nighters and things like that. But for the most part, I'm pretty much in Vegas because the road life got to me and I don't like to travel as much anymore, you know?
You know, I have to share this story. I left L.A. a little over 10 years ago, and you had no idea. We kind of lived in the same neighborhood. And you know, I'd see you at Rick's house, and you had that awesome Super Bowl party in 2006. It was great, but I never really announced I was leaving. So you had a Facebook post. You were working a gig in Menominee, Michigan, and I sent you a message, and I said, "Hey, man, I'll see you tonight. I'll stop by." And you were like, "Okay." Like, and then I show up, and you look at me, and you're like, "What the F are you doing here?" Like, you had no idea I had any connection to that area of the country, much less move there. And that was fun, though. We ended up going out to lunch, and you came over to our house, and it was a really good time. Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk some wiffle?
Sure.
All right.
I want to tell you something about that weekend.
Hey, hold that thought, okay? John, hold that thought. We got to do a quick thing, and then I'd love to hear it, okay, buddy? We'll be right back. My guest is John Campanera. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from Madison tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air. Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Welcome back. Bridget from the 818 says, Wonder Woman, I love Gal Gadot. I'm glad we heard from a woman on our superhero question. That's great. Thank you, Bridget. Yeah, that was a spectacular movie. My guest is John Caponera. He is a Chicago native who makes his home in Las Vegas now after years and years in Los Angeles and a very successful stand-up comedy career and that of an actor as well. John, we had to go to a break. We have pretty hard breaks here. You were in the middle of a story. Please continue.
No, I was talking about when I was working that club in what's the town called, Manatee?
It's called Marinette. That's where I live, and across the river, it's Michigan in Menominee. You were at a place called Murray's in Menominee.
All right, so I'm in Menominee. I'm at the club. And I know we got like 10 people there, and I'm like, what's going on? The town seems dead. They go, oh, our high school football team made the finals. They're downstate right. Playing in the finals. And I go, God, of all weekends, I got to come here. You know, they're in the finals in the championship.
It was like 10 below, too. It was very cold. I remember that. But, yeah, they're like a football powerhouse. And I think there was something else even going on in town that weekend, too, like another bar draw or a band or something. Yeah, it was a – hey, but you got to see your old pal Petey.
We had a good time. I remember flying into Green Bay, and then you drove around or something like that.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, that sounds...
You're close to Green Bay, right? Across the bay or something?
Yeah. No, we're just north of Green Bay on the water, on the actual body of water of Green Bay, yeah.
Right.
That was fun.
But I had fun when I was there. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, it was a good show. I love when comedians actually find their way to that little town where I live. Like Tim Cavanaugh was there a couple months ago, and Tom Clark in the same weekend. So it's always fun when I get to hang out with comics that it was like unanticipated, you know, because they end up in a small town. It's always fun to hang out. But hey, let's talk some Wiffle.
Yeah, for sure.
So I kind of set this up earlier. Rick Messina was your manager. He managed Tim Allen and Drew Carey, had tons of money, built a Wiffle stadium at his house, and you were one of the blue chippers. Do you still play Wiffle?
I was one of the regulars.
Yeah.
Well, I used to, every Sunday, you know, you went there and we divvied up teams and it was 3-on-3 and it was incredible how he turned. I wish I still had it up. I used to carry his Wiffle balls, you know, stadium on my website. I used to have a website that carried it. It was under ChicagoJohn.com, which no longer exists.
Oh,
but
bummer.
if you look up Strawberry Field Wiffle Ball Stadium, and you just type it in, you'll find pictures of the Wiffle Ball Stadium that he built. It was just incredible.
Yeah,
we had a stand that he got from, you know, Anaheim Stadium when they redid the stadium. They had some of the old seats. Rick went and bought rows of seats, we could put them up in the balcony where we would watch the game. We had this huge wall It was really a retaining wall that he had to put up because he lived alongside of a hill.
Oh, yeah.
And after he put the retaining wall up, he realized, you know, there was like 15 feet of space that he had on top of the retaining wall. So he threw the seats up there, and that was left field. That's where we would sit and watch the games. It was incredible. You can find those pictures if you look up strawberryfield.com.
Okay.
Or Strawberry Field Wiffle Ball Stadium in Encino. And even throw in Rick Messina as the name. You will find these photos, and you'll be blown away of what we had to play with every weekend. It was incredible.
It was so funny. That was some of the Steve Segrin brought me up there for the first time, and it's like a playground for adults. They even had, I was trying to explain this earlier on the air, they even had dugouts, and Rick had cool mist blowing into the dugouts like we were actual professional athletes. He had an announcer booth over home plate, like it was 20 feet off the ground. It was magical.
The booth is still there.
The
stands are still there. The scoreboards are still there. It's just that we're all in our 60s now and don't control the ball anymore.
is my Vienna Beef sign still up there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That was my little contribution. I was encouraged to make a donation, so to speak, for all the, you know, you go up there and drink all Rick's booze. It's like you got to donate something, right?
Well, you know what's really funny is that he buys the house next door to his house.
Oh, yeah.
Just so he can expand the Wiffle Ball Stadium.
What's it like to have kind of money?
And then he makes the one master bedroom of the home, which, you know, the window looks right out into the stadium. So he turns that into a game room, and you can play pool and watch the baseball game at the same time like you got a skybox.
It's the least he could do. Did you play in the game against the Anderson brothers?
Yeah. Those guys would come out of town and challenge us.
Yeah.
And they were all great guys.
Yeah, they were.
All great guys, and they fancied themselves the best wiffle ball players in the country. And, you know, as old as we are, we gave them a run for the money.
We played them very well.
Our home park.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thank you so much for your time tonight. I hope we can make this like a semi-regular thing. I'd love to have you back sometime and talk more comedy. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Oh, for sure, man. We only touched the tip of the iceberg, so anytime you want to call me.
All right, you got it, buddy. That's John Campanera. Check out John's Dry Bar special. Google John Campanera Dry Bar special. He's one of the best comedians that I've ever worked with and a great guy. Luke, if I could bring you to this Wiffle Stadium.
I'm looking at videos and pictures on the internet right now. It's impressive.
So for all the glory I never got in high school sports because I wasn't very good, I can throw a wiffle ball, and I struck out 6 Anderson brothers in a row. It was phenomenal, but we lost by one run. It was so much fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
It really was.
It sounds like a good time.
As was this.
Every single Sunday? Every single Sunday. That is insane.
During the NFL season, and then I had kids, and I thought, sort of prioritized things, and I stopped going as much, but the joke was everybody in the house was getting stoned, that all the birds that flew over the house would get stoned from the fumes.
Oh,
there was like the stoners, the wiffle ball players, then there was like the people that just wanted to do cannonballs in the pool. So much fun. Hey, I want to thank all my guests tonight. It was so much fun. Melissa Kay, Matt Miller, John Campanera, Luke, thank you so much, bud. This was fun.
Always a pleasure, Pete.
Yeah, thank you to all the texters. I'll be back tomorrow night in my hood, keeping Conrad in line. Tomorrow night in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Thanks for listening. Good night, Wisconsin.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Journal Sentinel reporter Rory Lenon. A bit of scandal on the school board. Don't miss it.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.